Chasing Big Joe out here at Titans Training Camp, 102.5, 106.3, the game. And what a great way to wrap up today's show. Peter Skoronski, Titans left guard, joining us now here on the program. And we're just sitting here for a few minutes. You said the weather was nice today. You kind of felt good out there.
Oh, yeah. This has been the best day so far. A little cloud cover, a little breeze. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So we had you guys right in front of us and watching, you know, the team period and everything. Now into the third week of training camp. How's it feeling? How's it looking?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of the dog days right here, in my opinion. You know, it's like you're still hitting the same guys, you know, no preseason games quite yet. So you're just kind of in that grind of like, okay, what can we get out of this? And it's just to keep improving and, you know, proud of the way everyone's worked. And I feel like we're ascending as a whole team and really happy with the way we've worked.
I know you obviously there's a different staff this year, coaching staff this year, but did it feel different going into year two as your rookie year where you're just trying to figure it all out and take it all in? Did it feel more, you know, routine going into year two?
Yeah, definitely a lot more in terms of knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
Just not from like an organizational and like, you know, standpoint of like knowing the routine of training camp, but also just like a speed of the game type of deal in terms of like I've felt that before. I know what the training camps practices are like in terms of physicality. So just felt more comfortable in that sense. And using that to let comfort to like kind of grow my game, I think.
I know when I played, you know, the guy next to me and the guy at the other side were the two most important men in my life at that time on the field. How's it going with JC on your left? I guess Lloyd on your right.
Yeah, I mean, really, really happy with those guys. You know, Lloyd is a great leader, really competitive and really smart, and that's kind of everything you need in the center. And, you know, JC, like, continues to get better every day. He's got a really great energy to him. Really great competitiveness, and he wants to be a great tackle. You know, he wants to do well, wants to win. So, you know, all those guys have all the traits you need in terms of being successful, and really happy that, you know, I get to have those guys because they bring the best out of me too.
Be honest, how many times do you go to the line of scrimmage, even growing up, where you're like, I don't know who to block, and you ask the guy on your left hand. It's like, because it happens. I did it half my career.
It does happen sometimes. I think this year compared to last year, there's a lot less of those moments now. I feel like I'm a little more comfortable in terms of knowing what to do. But, you know, yeah, that does happen, and you gotta kind of talk through it and maybe ask a couple questions, but it happens.
Yeah, you go line of scrimmage, like, there's supposed to be a guy over me, and now he's way out there. I don't know what to do. So it's, you know, as they say, when you prepare for war, nothing goes according to plan.
Right, absolutely.
You have to kind of adjust everything. So you're really learning every single day throughout your career.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt. I feel like the day you kind of stop learning and stop caring, that's probably when you should be done. You know,
right.
You know, you're always trying to go like this and ascend. So,
yeah, well done.
Peter Skoronski is with us. So be honest, the first time you line up and you see big Tavondre Sweat 93 across from you on the other side, like, if it's me, I'm thinking, oh, sweet Jesus, this is a big man that I got to block. But what's that been like going up against him?
Yeah. I mean, he obviously passes the look test. Yeah. But I'm really, really impressed with, you know, his play and his power. I think he's been everything all of us expected and even more. You know, he's got really an ability to disrupt. And, you know, he's really powerful and stout. But, you know, he can also get to an edge and get after the passer. So really impressed with him so far. I think, you know, he's going to be a really big factor for us.
The biggest thing that people have talked about with the offensive line is Bill Callahan coming in to coach with his son and to coach you guys.
Yeah.
JC was on last week and talked about just in such a short amount of time learning so much from him. I would assume it's the same for you, but what has that relationship been like?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, he's one of the best. He has a really great track record of developing linemen, so I think it's easy for all of us to see that and buy in. You know, he grinds us. You know, he's tough on us and wants the best out of us, but, you know, you appreciate it because you know he'll make you better, and I feel like he's made me better already. You know, we haven't even played a game yet, so really happy with the way he's been able to develop us, and I think everyone's, you know, kind of willing to do all that hard work out there in Indy because they know on their side, he'd be a great player.
Well, what's it like in the film room with a Bill Callahan? I mean, is he very, like, not say yelling, but is he teaching as well when you're watching this film? Because when you go and break down the film, Peter, you know this, you're like, oh, this is going to be awful. They're going to kill me. They're going to yell at me. How's his approach to doing that, to teaching you inside the building?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he'll get on you. You know, he's not going to sugarcoat things. You know, he'll be honest with you. And if you did bad, he'll tell you to do bad or tell you he hated it, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, he keeps it light, and I think at the end of the day, everyone knows he cares about you and wants you to be great. You know, so everyone's got a thick skin in there, and he'll get on us, but we know it's because he's trying to get the best out of us.
This might seem like an odd question. How did your game change after your what, you had an emergency appendectomy?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I really hate to bring it up in terms of, like, I feel like I'm making excuses about my performance. But, yeah, I feel like I lost a good amount of weight and strength. You know, I pretty much didn't eat for a week after I had the surgery. So, like, just totally drained my body, I felt like. And it was, you know, it's hard to get strength back and gain in the season. But, you know, I think it certainly wasn't any help when you're still trying to work through things as a rookie and adjust to the season and adjust my technique, too. And, you know, I feel like I didn't really have that play strength I needed at that point. But, you know, I felt like I was probably the way, you know, I kind of worked through things and put together some good games. But I think, you know, it kind of led to some of my inconsistencies in terms of just being consistent, you know, for however many games I played. So it definitely affected me, but can't happen again.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm happy that's done.
But if I'm reading the injury report and you're coming back from appendectomy, if I'm a D lineman, I'm going right after where you got injured. I mean, that's just how football is. And so I was curious about how you had to protect that part of your body as well as do everything else you're trying to do, because that's not in your playbook anywhere.
Yeah. No one gave me any shots to the old appendix or anything. That wasn't really an issue, to be honest.
Wow.
Okay. I think it was just the overall, you know, strength and power issue and weight. But, no one was like, you know, my wound was completely healed. You know, I had great doctors and surgeons.
Yeah.
So, you know, no issues there. It just was, you know, the side effects of recovering.
Is the NFL getting soft?
No. I'd hope that no one would be doing something like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Talking to Peter Skoronski, Titans left guard. So, you know, we've kind of seen this change with the organization, and now – it's a new opportunity for guys like you to step up and be into a leadership role, even though you're only a second-year player. You know, so what has that process been like as you guys come together as a cohesive unit and try and build this next great Titans franchise?
Yeah, I think, you know, my mentality, you know, going to another year is just kind of lead through my consistency. You know, I'm not a rookie anymore. No more ups and downs. No more rookie mistakes. Just trying to be a guy that, like, a solid starter that, you know, guys can hang their hat on. And, you know, we know Peter's going to do his job here. And I think that's where you grow your ability to lead is by being consistent. And that's my biggest goal this year.
What's it been like watching Will now as he's grown into the starter? You got, you know, 9 games last year that he got to play, but it's his squad now.
Yeah, I've been really impressed. I mean, I think his poise in the huddle to me is, like, you know, so much improved from last year, you know, in terms of, you know, his poise, his command of the calls and the checks and cadence, stuff like that, you know, really impressed with that. You know, he's a legit NFL quarterback in terms of his preparation and, you know, his command of the huddle and everything. So I think from that standpoint, absolutely he can do it. Obviously we got to give him, you know, the time and the blocking to get his job done. And so that's what we do. But, you know, everything that he can do over the offseason, I feel like he's done. And he's exceeded that.
What did you hit on your ACT to get Northwestern?
Oh, okay. I took it once. I got a 30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love that.
That's great. Playing at that school, Northwestern, Big Ten, run the ball, cold temperatures and all that, that had to be, at least for a pure football guy, that had to be fun.
Oh, yeah. That's a lineman's conference, I think.
Right.
You know, it's like you said, cold temps, run the ball, you know. 13, 14 personnel, and, you know, when it's, you know, 20 degrees in Evanston and the wind's, you know, 40 miles an hour, the only thing you can do is hand the ball off. And that, I love, you know, as an lineman, you love that.
So yeah, exactly.
I think it was a great fit for me.
Yeah, what'd you major in Northwestern?
Econ.
Econ.
I didn't graduate, though. So, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'll finish it at some point.
Took me 11 years out of high school to graduate, so you'll get there.
You will.
I can do it, Peter. I know you could do it.
Plan on it.
No doubt. Peter Skoronski is with us. You know, you guys, you know, we've talked about the left side and what you all are doing there, and there's competition on the right side. Sadiq, you know, retires and all of that, and so now that gives more opportunity to other guys. So what do you say to the guys that are battling for that right guard, right tackle spot right now?
I think everyone, you know, everyone has to prepare like they want to be the starter. You know, there's no like, oh, this guy's getting the one reps today. Whatever, he's the guy. I think everyone has to compete and prepare like, you know, week 1 in Chicago, they're going to be the one going out there. And I think that's how we're going to get the best out of everybody. And that's how, you know, we're going to find those two guys who are going to play there. So we'll see. But, I, you know, I've been impressed with everyone's attitude and competitiveness so far.
Your grandpa was a stellar player for the Packers.
Yep.
You play them in week 3. I mean, how cool is that going to be for your family?
Yeah,
you're
awesome.
Playing for against the team that your grandpa played for.
For sure, for sure. I mean, I was a diehard Packers fan up until up until I was drafted. So, you know, I'm not ashamed of that or anything.
Sure,
you know,
obviously, right.
Totally committed to this organization now, but obviously that it's a big part of my life and a big part of my upbringing. So definitely a little bit surreal, you know, having to go out and get after him a little bit. But it'll be cool. You know, I think a lot of my family will be invested in it just because, you know, they watched the Packers so long. But
oh, that's
I
awesome.
Think everyone will be rooting for the two-town blue, not the green yellow.
Well done.
No doubt about that. Peter, hey, thanks so much for doing this. It's good to catch up with you, and we'll enjoy watching you as this weekend and many, many weeks ahead this year. So,
appreciate it. Yeah,
yeah, thanks. Peter Skoronski joining us here on the program.